Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio. Michael, who do we have on the line?
Well, it's actually one of our staff members, Carolyn Entine, who is our associate editor in the New Zealand office. She recently flew with Air New Zealand over to San Francisco.
Oh, how cool.
Very cool.
I love San Francisco.
And the reason being, of course, that is where the next America's Cup is on. And I thought it sounded so interesting. We'd get her on the show and we'd see what went on. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi.
So just tell us first, what's going to happen with the America's Cup next year?
I went along to witness the America's Cup World Series, which is a precursor, if you like, of the big race next year, which is in September. Teams like Emirates New Zealand, Oracle Prado are racing AC45 catamarans, which really get up to really high speeds of equivalent to 55 kilometres per hour. Next year, they're going to be racing AC72 catamarans, which are powered by immense wing sail, so they're expected to exceed speeds of up to 75 kilometres per hour. So it's really exciting viewing. And what's really different about the America's Cup from when it was in New Zealand was that it's really, really easy to watch from the marina green. So you can literally sit on the wharf and watch these catamarans sailing past you between the Golden Gate Bridge and Alcatraz. And it's just absolutely amazing.
It'd be beautiful though, wouldn't it? Because that part of the world is beautiful.
Oh, it's absolutely stunning, and it's really exciting viewing as well because the winds can really get up in San Francisco and in the bay there. And in the practice runs leading up to the races last week, we saw there were five boats that actually capsized.
And so when is it actually happening next year? When does the actual America's Cup happen?
Well, it happens in September, and the Louis Vuitton Cup happens a little bit earlier, sort of late August. And the winner of the Louis Vuitton Cup will then race Oracle, which is the challenger.
Now, are they actually based? I don't know why I thought this. I thought they were Swiss-based, but are they actually American-based? I thought they're...
Oracle's American. Okay. American team, the USA team.
Sure. Big money attached to this. What's it like when you chat to the people that own the boats or sail on them? A lot of competition, I bet.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, it was really funny because when we were flying back with Air New Zealand, I was in the cabin with Dean Barker, who is the skipper Team New Zealand, and opposite was Russell Coote, who is now skipper for Oracle. So it was a bit tense.
Do you think they will be the two finalists? You know, obviously every Kiwi in New Zealand wants it to be, but do you think they will be? They're pretty strong contenders.
It's a tough one. New Zealand performed actually rather poorly in the AC45 catamaran series recently. They have been putting a lot of practice into the 72, though, catamarans, and sailing the big boat. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that, we're all hoping, that they're going to come through and really dominate in the big race.
And listen, what else did you do while you're in San Francisco? Did you go up to the valley there, the beautiful wine valley?
Oh, we did. Now, most people go up to the Napa Valley. We went to Sonoma wine region, which is also very close, absolutely idyllic. You don't get the tourists and the traffic jam. The wines are outstanding, particularly the Chardonnay, the Reds and Zinfandel. And there are 350 wineries open to the public, and then, of course, there are many more boutique wineries. We visited some really interesting ones, Medlock Ames and Nelly Vineyards. Medlock Ames is farmed organically, so they craft their artisan wines, and they're just absolutely outstanding and limited edition because only 56 of their 375 acres is farmed. So you pretty much have to go to the Alexander Valley in Sonoma if you want to taste them. Yeah. Now, the Nelly vineyards are also incredible. They were green before green was cool. They describe their wine as funky, which is a word they use a lot in California. And the winery itself is an energy neutral building. The pitched roof is covered in 2 metres of earth and foliage, including rosemary. And that actually keeps the temperature of the winery constant.
That sounds a great trip.
It does, actually.
It was amazing. I've got so much more I could tell you.
I know. Well, I can't wait. I'd love to go on one of those.
Well, that story's coming up in the next edition. It'll be the November edition of Mind Food. So it is a beautiful part of the world, isn't it?
Oh, it is. But it's such an interesting sport.
For more details on America's Cup and stories coming up, go to mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.